not a God of the old. In fact, our God is the God of new beginnings. Can you say new beginnings? Some of you sitting here or some of you listening to me may be thinking, what new is going to happen in this year? Things are going to be the same. Things are not going to change in this year. I need to go through the same thing that I'm going through in my life, even in the new year also. Nothing is going to change. But this morning, this early morning, God is telling you, get ready for the new. Can you say that with me? Get ready for the new. All of you, can you say that with me? Get ready for the new. I want you to get ready for the new. You know, this morning, this sermon is going to be prophetic. This sermon is going to be a prophetical declaration over your life and over the life of this church. And if you can listen to me, and if you grab that prophecy coming towards you and make it appropriate in your life, you will see a great blessing in your life. God is telling you prophetically, things are going to change in your life. You know, I look forward for a change in my life. I look forward the way I have been operating. I look forward for a great change in my life. Anybody sitting here, can you raise your hand and say that I don't want to change? I'm content. I'm satisfied with everything that I have. I'm not really looking forward for anything better. I don't think anybody here telling that. It's not going to be the same. The year 2023 has already ended. The year 2023 is not going to come back. You have to believe this morning to receive. Year 2023 has already ended. Whatever we carry during this year 2023 has already ended. We cannot leave 2023 anymore, even if you wish. Even if you like, you cannot leave 2023 anymore. You must move forward. Can you say that with me? Move forward. Out loud, move forward. I believe this morning all of us would like to move forward. It is a year of new beginnings in your life and in the life of your family and in the life of your church. We are living in a world that is evolving at a higher pace than we operate. Things are not the same. There is a huge change, huge leap over as we move into the year 2024. Can hear the next slide. In the political arena, in 2024, more than half of the population in the world are looking to elect their new leader. More than half of the population of the world is looking forward to elect their leader. Elections are expected in 64 countries, including the US presidential election in the year 2024. In the space research, countries and space tech organizations are going to take a major leap during this year 2024. Commercial lunar market is going to increase in the year 2020. This is not a prophecy, it's a fact what is happening right now. Commercial lunar market is going to increase. NASA has already announced its mission for 2024, including Artemis 2 and Artemis 3. First crewed moon missions are going to happen in the year 2024. SpaceX Crew 8 and Crew 9 launches are expected in the month of February and in the month of October, carrying crews to ISS, International Space Station, under NASA's commercial crew program. First manned mission to Mars, humans to Mars program, is going to advance in the year 2024. It's not going to happen in 2024 though, but it is going to advance a greater extent during this year 2024. Commercial LEO, low Earth orbit economy, is going to increase during this year tremendously, providing commercial space in space, commercial space in space for organizations to rent, to buy, to lease the space to carry out their researches. That's going to increase tremendously during this year. What about in the AI world, artificial intelligence? So many advances are predicted in the AI world in 2024. Generative AI will continue, will get into the mainstream during this year, and share markets are going to go up, and global AI is already spending, it already surpassed actually 200 billion. It's going to be by the end of 2024, they are going to spend in artificial intelligence. board of directors need to get educated in AI. All the CTOs are transitioning into the role of CEOs because of the advancing technology. What about immigration, friend? Canada aims to make room for 485,000 permanent residents during the year 2024. Last year it was closer, but not there yet. In the coming years, of course, we know 2025 and 2026, they are capping it already. It's all capped around 500,000 permanent residents. In healthcare, no doubt, AI is going to advance like anything. It's just going to leap during 2024 in healthcare. Some of the key AI developments that are already happening in healthcare are personalized patient care. Because you have so much of data about each individual, so much of personalized patient care can be provided. Clinical trials, there are many clinical trials that are already advancing. It's going to happen more in 2024. Improving data quality. You know, what is garbage in, garbage out, right? So the concepts, you know that. So, you know, you are going to increase the input data quality so that, you know, artificial intelligence is going to perform its role in healthcare. Patient self-management, and there are many ethics and regulations that still need to be worked out around implementing AI in healthcare. In our province, as part of our budget 23-24, there were already $6.5 billion are allotted to increase our healthcare. You know, what we are going through is a kind of temporary situation. There are $6.5 billion already invested into healthcare to handle the current healthcare crisis in our province. The world is getting ahead of us. The world is getting ahead of the church today, and the world is already advancing. New advancements are already planned, already laid out for the world. My question is, what is for God's people? God's people cannot afford to sit in 2023 anymore. We need to move forward. You need to move forward. We must expect new things from God in 2024. Can I hear an amen? Are you with me this morning? Do you want us to experience something new in 2024? Yes or no? Yes. God's people, we cannot just lay back and see the world advancing going ahead of us. So this morning, God is declaring or prophesying over you from Isaiah 42 verse 9. Can you read with me? Isaiah 42 verse 9. Can you read out loud? Behold, the former things have come to pass, and the new things I declare, I prophesy before they spring forth, I tell you of them. God is telling you this morning, the former things have come to pass, and I'm going to do a new thing. You may not see the new thing in your life right now. You may not see the new thing sitting next to you right now. You may not see the new thing in your inbox right now, but you need to believe. You need to believe. Everyone who advanced in the kingdom of God, everyone who advanced in their life, every testimony that came forward this evening, they believed. They believed. Without faith, nothing is going to happen. If you can have the next slide. God is asking us to get ready for the new. Get ready for the new. If you can put the next slide. Can you read with me? This is what I have written. God wants to send three new things over God's people. Can you say three new things? Out loud, three new things over God's people that would bring what? New material and spiritual blessings on your way in the coming year. Three new things God wants to send in your life over God's people that is going to bring new material things. You need to believe. You don't have, but you need to believe for that to happen, the material and spiritual blessings in the coming year. You may not really get those things unless you agree, unless you believe. It's a time to believe in God, that God, I'm trusting in you, that you are going to bring these new things in my life. Next slide, if you can put number one, new wind. God is going to send what? Number two, God is going to give you what? What? Fresh oil. Number three, God is going to send a new fire. Three things God is going to send over you and over me. New wind. When new wind blows, that wind is going to take away everything. You know, when wind blows, we see all the garbage and all the rubbish, you know, all just getting blown away by the wind. You know, God is going to send new wind over your life and over my life. The past hurt, the past pain, the past disappointments, the struggles that we handle in 2023 is going to be blown away. Can I hear an amen this morning? A new wind is going to come to take away the past struggles and failures and frustrations, all our complaints. The new wind is going to carry it forward. Move it away, not forward. Move it away from our vicinity. When the wind blows away, the chaff is going to be carried away. The worthless things that are sticking on to us are going to be blown away by the new wind. You know, God is in the business of making everything new in your life and in my life. When new wind comes on our way, it's going to bring life. It's going to bring life. It's going to bring miracles. You remember, children of Israel were waiting for manna. God gave manna. And now they are waiting for meat. And you know, God said, the Bible says, a wind went out from God, from the Lord, and it brought quails from the sea. A wind went out from the Lord and it brought quails from the sea. They would not have seen quails. They would not have seen such a blessing. They never realized that God's wind can do this. But if you believe, God can do it for you. We don't know where those quails are in your life, but God is capable of bringing them in your life. Ezekiel was taken into the valley of dead bones. Follow with me. He was asked to prophesy there. And as he was prophesying, wind started blowing. Can you imagine? As Ezekiel was prophesying there, wind started blowing and he saw many dead bones in the valley. Can you come with me to Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 9? Also, can you read with me? Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe, breath, breathe on these slain, that they may live. And when the wind came and blew over the dead bones, they all stood still. You know, our God is a God who brings life in your dead situation. You know, tonight, really, I want to speak a word of prophecy over your life. And if you are here to listen, if you are here to receive, you know, the new wind is going to blow over your life. And when the new wind blows your life and over your family, you know, you are over your job situation, over your health condition, over your financial struggles, it is going to bring life. Can I hear an amen? It is going to bring healing in your life. And God wants you to believe for the situation that you are dealing with today, for the things that you are unable to believe. May it be a visa situation. May it be a PR related issue. You have so many days that you are allotted to be in this nation. After that, you need to go forward, go back to your country. Whatever it may be this evening, allow God to blow that wind over your situation. Things will change in your life. The second new thing that God wants to bring is what? Fresh oil. Fresh oil is what God wants to bring on your way. Oil refers to wealth. It refers to abundance. It refers to health. It refers to energy and every vital ingredient that we need for our living. You know, those who can produce oil, they are very rich. Do you know that? They are very rich. They're terribly rich. Fresh oil. If you pour oil into the fire, it kindles the fire. Fresh oil, if you apply in your body, it brings healing. Fresh oil, if you store in your storage, it brings wealth. Oil also refers sufferings. Without the seed being pressed and crushed, oil will not come out. And this evening, God is telling you, you may be going through difficult moments in your life. And you are squeezed from all the directions. You are pressed from all the directions. And the oil is going to come out of all the struggles that you are going through in your life. And when oil comes in your life, it is going to bring health. It is going to bring wealth. It is going to bring vitality in your life. And God wants you to believe that this morning, when oil comes out, the suffering is gone. The suffering is not anymore. When oil comes out and pressed, and no more pressing anymore, and God is allowing you to go through certain situations in your life, and you want to know this morning that it's not going to continue forever, and God is going to bring great fragrance out of your life. Fresh oil represents Your morning is turned into dancing. Your morning is turned into dancing. You would like to dance, but you don't feel like dancing because your heart is so heavy. Your heart is so burdened. And you are at the verge of losing the joy in your life. And God is telling you, my son, my daughter, I'm going to bring fresh oil on my way. Do you know that oil also refers to the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Fresh oil is nothing but the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God wants you to receive that fresh oil. It's not enough if you say that I have the anointing already. It's not enough if you say that I have the oil already. You need a fresh oil. You need a fresh oil. God wants to fill us more. Do you know that how many times David was anointed? How many times, any of you know? How many times? 3 times. 1 time was not enough for him. 3 times he got anointed. First time he got anointed to serve, to bring giants down. That was the anointing on him, first anointing. Second time he got anointed because he wanted to rule the kingdom of Judah, a little portion of the whole Israel. Kingdom of Judah. That was the second anointing. The third anointing, David was anointed third time to rule the entire nation. You need more. You need fresh oil in your life and in my life. We need the fresh anointing every time in my life. The fresh oil also breaks the bondages in our lives. You know, God, bondages simply means the heaviness, the heavy weight that is pushing us down to the floor. The burden that we carry, the heavy burden that we carry in our lives. And God is saying this evening that He is going to blow. He is going to give you the new fresh oil in your life. That is going to break the bondages in your life. I want you to believe this evening. I want you to believe that, you know, the heaviness that you are dealing with today is broken in the name of Jesus. When the fresh oil comes upon you, I want you to read a scripture with me. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. Can you read with me? Isaiah 10, 27. It shall come. Can you read with me? It shall come to pass in that day that this burden will be. Believe it with me, along with me. Can you say that my burden? Can you say that my burden? It shall come to pass in that day. This burden, not this burden, my burden will be taken away from your shoulder. This is a promise of God. This morning I want you to believe this promise that God is about to take that burden from your shoulder. Continue to read. And this yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing oil. You know, this evening God is telling you, God wants you to believe the scripture because He is bringing fresh oil on your way, and He wants you to know that because of that fresh oil over your life, your bondages are being broken. Your heaviness, the weight that is pushing you down, will be broken in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thirdly, God wants you to give new fire. God wants you to give new fire. I don't know for what reason God gave me this message, but God told me very clearly, things are not going to be the same. I'm going to do new things in each individual in the family of the house of God. Thirdly, God wants to give you new fire. Can you say with me, new fire? Fire consumes everything on its way. Fire consumes everything on its way. Fire destroys. Listen to me. Fire destroys enemies' hideouts. Fire destroys enemy strongholds. Fire exposes every hidden thing. Fire brings out everything and it destroys. Can you say that with me? Destroys. Fire destroys. You know, there are many attacks in our lives. There are many attacks that are following our lives. When such attacks come on our way, listen to me. When such attacks come on our way, those attacks need to be annihilated. Those attacks need to be destroyed. And you can't do it. I can't do it. We need the fire of God to destroy all the fiery weapons of the enemy. You know, listen to me. God is real. So devil is real. So as devil is real. And God is trying to save you. Devil is trying to destroy you. And God wants you to depend on the fire from heaven to destroy every bondages of the enemy. every yoke of the enemy. If your family, if your life or your family is attacked multiple times over the same place, over the same area, if your family is attacked multiple times, there is no doubt that the enemy is so aggressive against you. There is no doubt that the enemy is so aggressive against you. Broken relationship, health condition, financial struggles, whatever you are going through repeatedly, one after the other. Listen to me this morning. There is no doubt that the enemy is against you. His strategies need to be destroyed. His strategies need to be destroyed. Otherwise, he's capable of destroying you. And you need the fire of God. You need the fire of God. When this fire overshadowed children of Israel in the wilderness, we read from the word of God, they could walk in the night. God protected them during the night with a pillar of fire. God protected them. They could walk in the night. When they were walking in the wilderness, there were scorpions, there were deadly snakes, there were attacks of the enemy. When children of God were walking under this fire, the wilderness has become a safe zone. Can you say safe zone? The wilderness has become an attack-free zone. Can you say attack-free zone? The wilderness has become an enemy-free zone. Can you say enemy-free zone? You know, today the devil may be an enemy who is so aggressive over your life, and God wants you to walk under that fire because he's sending that new fire over your life. And this morning, God is telling us that I'll be a wall of fire around your family. I will be a wall of fire. Can you believe this with me this morning? I will be a wall of fire around your family. Can you read from Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5? Can you read with me? Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5. For I, says the Lord, will be a what? Wall of fire all around her, Israel. You are the Israel. We are the Israel. And I will be the glory in her midst. What scripture says? For I, can you read with me? For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst. God wants to protect you. God wants to cover you with his fire. And he is promising this morning that he is going to send that new fire on your way. Fire also purifies. It consumes everything that is not of God. It consumes every ungodly things in our lives. If you put all these together, we talked about number one is what? New wind. We don't have that in the screen. Number one is what? Wind. New wind. Number two? Fresh oil. Very good. Number three? New fire. All these three together, they represent the Holy Spirit. Wind represents Holy Spirit. Oil represents Holy Spirit. Fire represents Holy Spirit. How the world is preparing to do new things in the coming year. Children of God, God wants us to prepare the church with the new wind, with fresh oil, and with the new fire. Last year, we went through so many things, so many heaviness, burdens, and under the bondages of certain things in your life. God is promising you freedom in this year. He's promising you breakthrough in this year if you follow God. And in fact, God is giving you that freedom so that you may follow God and you may serve God. Let's arise. Let's together declare our prophecy over our lives. You can put the last slide. Can you say that with me? Trusting from the bottom of your heart. And when you believe, you will see the glory of God in 2024. Can you read that with me? Isaiah 42 verse 9. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare or prophesy before they spring forth. I tell you of them. Shall we close our eyes?